The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is him calling the Bucks stupid essentially calling Bud stupid?
Yes.
That's what he's saying without saying it.
Yeah, by extension. Now, obviously, he's calling the Bucks as a team stupid, but if you are, where does the stupidness come from?
I just sat next to her on that bus and had a conversation all the way to school.
My back's crooked like a question mark. These are going to make me a
next to mama, no one ever talked to me or asked me questions.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama says stupid is as stupid does.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right. And I played with a lot of stupid guys. Stupid. And when they would do something stupid, you would tell them they're stupid.
So I went on down to Biola Battery to meet Bubba's family and make the introduction.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Miss Blue.
I guess.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Who on the Bucks is telling each other they're stupid for doing that?
Well, here's what I think they were stupid for doing. I think they were stupid for getting away from the things that were working so well for them in the first half.
I'm taking the $24,562.47 that I got, well, that's left.
Tell me something. Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is as stupid does, sir.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He doing nothing but running.
I am proud of this team. Some days.
What to say for the first time ever?
Yesterday, we made it through an entire show not talking about the quarterback in Green Bay. And I shed a little tear. Proud of us. But we're not, as the drop and open says, stupid.
I just licked my microphone. That's disgusting.
You and that microphone have a more intimate relationship.
So you...
On the other shows, who sits here?
Ben sits there sometimes?
I just kissed Ben.
Well, sort of. I mean, we could have said that. It's weird that you admitted that.
Yeah.
Man, you and that microphone, it's a complicated relationship. It's beating you up, and now you're making out with it.
I know.
This feels a little abusive.
Yeah, I'm pushing for headsets.
A little gaslighting happening. Clearly, the microphone is the alpha in the relationship.
Without a doubt.
What's gaslighting?
Where you tell someone something that's not true and try to convince them that what they believe to be true isn't true.
That's what you do every day. Okay, call me gaslight.
Done. Great. Okay. Shuttlecock. But we are going to talk about Aaron Rodgers today. You may have heard Aaron Rodgers was doing a little publicity, a little bit media for his The Match, which is coming up with Bryson DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson, and Tom Brady. Here's what he had to say when he was asked by Brian Anderson, Milwaukee's very own Brian Anderson, who will be hosting The Match just the other day.
Thank you, BA. It's been one of those quiet off seasons you just dream about where you can just kind of go through your process on your own quietly. And, that's all you can ask for as an older player in the league and someone who's been around for a long time and just enjoys that time to yourself, to just relax, to not be bothered, to not have any obligations or anything going on. And, I think that's what this offseason's been about. It's been about really enjoying my time and spending it where I want to spend it and not feeling like I have to go anywhere, not having any responsibilities, but still being an NFL player at the same time. It's been great.
He's so funny.
BA set up the question that way.
Yeah, but he that wasn't organic. He had thought about that for a while. He thought this question coming.
He used a lot of the same words that BA used in the question.
Did he?
Yes.
Now I think Homer nailed it. He was on Wilde and Tausch yesterday. He hung up, which added to the drama. But
wait,
I thought he nailed it.
Hold on.
What?
You listen to the station when you're not in this room? I mean, you don't listen to the show when you're in this room. About a half a cup?
No, I was stopped and got something to eat. And I'm like, yeah, let's see what they're talking about. I tune in occasionally when I'm in the car.
Now, listen, for a smart guy, as we know Aaron Rodgers is, because he tells us all the time, no.
Okay.
As a smart guy, he seems to be a little confused about the definition of obligation, huh? That's one that they missed that one on Jeopardy Camp Day, huh? Obligation? He's about as clear about what an obligation is as those deadbeat dads over on Maury when he says, you are the father! And they're like, crap, gotta start paying child support now.
Wait, you're taking what he said in that seriously?
Well, I mean, he said no obligations. I've had no obligations. He's supposed to be at mandatory minicamp.
He was very obviously being sarcastic in the entire response.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers is allowed to joke, but no one else is. I forgot to read the rules.
That's right.
You're right. Aaron Rodgers is allowed to make wry, sarcastic comments. But when Mark Murphy says, this is my little joke, and references literally says, I'm making a joke here, people lose their minds. Totally makes sense. It's a double standard. Let's get to what Homer had to say.
What?
You want to get to Homer first?
Yeah,
or you
no.
Well, I mean, first of all, Mark Murphy's joke, in quotes, was, maybe you've heard about our situation. Everything after that was not the joke. Then, like, after that, he was very serious and then stepped in it. Like, his joke was, well, maybe you've heard about this, which was, again, about as bad as what Aaron Rodgers did. But, like, he wasn't joking about the Ted Thompson thing. He wasn't joking about that. That was an actual serious story that he tried to tell.
Yeah, but we're past joke time. Joke time's fine in March, maybe April. Joke time is not June when we're 6 weeks from training camp. It's not joke time. It's too many people invested in this, you know? It's just, come on, what the hell are we doing here? Play Homer, because I thought Homer was spot on.
Yes, sir.
You're so mad that you are upset, but that you still think it's kind of fun. So what is this, a game? This is just a game you're playing and you're amused by it? Huh, that was pretty funny. I think that was pretty good. Or Kenny May, what is wrong with you? How do you act like this sometimes, as smart as you are? You question other people and their intelligence. How can you be so smart and think this serves anything? Do you not care of the millions of Packer fans who are worried, who like you so much? Not all of them. You don't care. To you, it's just a game. And however this game plays out, I hope you find it funny. And unlike you with your family, I will forgive you. But you are such a dink. You are such a jerk sometimes. And for somebody who's so smart and shows that they care, I am incapable of comprehending how you could think this is funny or cool only days after Murphy does something that I'm sure you said was outrageous. What you did made less sense than what he did.
We had situations like this because Holmgren's deal was like when we played a big game, San Francisco, I'm talking playoffs, San Francisco, Carolina, the Super Bowl. You keep it light and you joke around on Monday, right? But the dumb people who I said yesterday we had a handful of on the team don't know when it's time to stop joking around. So there'd have to be times on Wednesday and Thursday be like, no, hey, joke time's over. It's done. This is serious. We kept it light here. Now it is serious. I think we're at that point. Joke time's done.
But do you believe this thing is over?
Yes.
In Aaron Rodgers' mind, he's not coming back. The Packers know he's not coming back. So in Aaron Rodgers' mind, if this thing's done, over with, like, I'm not going back there, guys.
I don't know. I think it's over, but I don't think the Packers, I don't know, because there's a part of me that's like, all right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who holds the reins right now? Who's holding the reins?
Is this the same question as who's driving the bus, which we asked a few weeks ago?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Hands down. Hands down, it is the same question. Down.
I mean, but Chewie's just getting older and older, so the references are getting older and older.
Homer
instead of driving a bus, it's now you're riding a horse with the reins.
I can never win. Why is it always 3-on-1?
But listen, for all the complimenting that we have done of how Aaron Rodgers handled it, this is an error. This is a misstep. I think him joking about it, even in his sarcastic way, was an error. Because I think a lot of people had Homer's reaction to it, man. Like, we have been complimenting you. We have been saying, good job, Aaron. Good job keeping your mouth shut. Good job keeping it out of the public. Yes, you spoke on Kenny Mayne, but at least there he gave a little bit of insight as to what was bothering him. Philosophy, culture, character. I'm going to keep going back to those three words because they're the words he gave us about things that he disagrees with. So at least then we were saying, good job, Aaron. Let them step in it. Let them go out there and step in front of the microphone and make bad jokes and reference dead guys and all the other stuff. You're doing a great job. Then he does this and he wears the shirt that says, I'm offended, which again, are
which
we supposed to read
enough,
into that?
Right?
Probably would have been enough.
Yeah.
But then he makes the joke about a no obligations. There are people who think he should be at mandatory minicamp. So to say no obligations is like throwing that in their face. He is a grind, you guys. Aaron Rodgers is a grind.
To answer your question, Gabe, where is it at? Before this interview, I thought there was a little inkling that he didn't have to win. Now, after listening to this, he absolutely has to win. Right? He's got to come out of this the winner, which has been his MO ever since he stepped foot in Green Bay.
But what does that mean, Shu?
It's done.
He's out.
It's done. Now, when I talk about driving the reins, it's a new one. Tape that.
I do like that you put the two together,
yes.
You know, as a compromise.
Driving the reins, the Packers are driving the reins. Because they're fully, I believe, going to make them sit till next year, right?
Which is a
mistake. So this is going to go on, and it's a huge distraction, and it's going to be a train wreck, and just hold on. But I can tell you this, I can let it go. When I leave here, I'm like, you know what? I got a lot going on in my life. Whatever. It is what it is. But there are people that are just agonizing over this, and it's just...
So
the joke's got to stop.
Well, this is going to be a joke, so it's not going to stop. So the biggest lie ever told on this show was Chewy saying he was a basketball fan. Is the second biggest lie Chewy saying he's got a lot going on in his life?
Maybe the biggest.
Can we think?
Is that bigger than?
Can we think of more lies? I'm trying to think if we can power rank these, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Got a lot going on in my life. What, you got to jump on the tractor for a couple hours later today, big guy?
No, Seinfeld is cycling, so the new ones are gone. So I was watching it this morning at about 5:45. ESPN was just like, this ain't doing it for me. Let's see what's on Seinfeld because my wife's out of town. Because if I had it on at 5:45 and she walked out. I'm going to the loony bin. She's legitimately going to check me in to Sunny Acres.
Very quickly, before we go to break, I do want to hear from Jay Glazer, who weighed in yesterday on the Green Bays of our lives. And Chu agrees with you.
I know he still wants out, without a doubt. Absolutely. Still wants out.
Oh,
and, you know, there are
put it on the ticker.
Yeah.
Put it on the... Hey, Jay, we got to put it on the ticker.
Out.
Hey, Jay, we have to put it on the ticker, what you just
go
said.
Ahead. Of course he still wants out, though. He didn't... They didn't suddenly come out and insult him and go, okay, now it's fixed.
There's the last
one. I guess it wouldn't make much sense. You're 100%. I guess it wouldn't make sense. You're right.
So if Aaron Rodgers still wants out, and we are no closer to a resolution, per this report by Jay Glazer yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, what are we doing? They're not going to trade him. He can't trade himself. He wants out. Like, this is insanity to me.
Yeah, and to me, the Packers are going to regret not trading him on draft night.
If they don't already. Yeah. I think they already regret not trading him on draft day. Because that was a miscalculation of their ability to resolve this.
You want to talk about distraction, Chu? If you just tell him to sit, and he's going to sit for the year... You're telling me that's not going to be a distraction the entire year? They get off to a 1-3 start, and now all of a sudden the questions about Rodgers. Hey, have you guys talked about Rodgers coming back to try to save the season? Just going to torpedo any sort of confidence, progress that you make with Jordan Love. The best way for Jordan Love to grow is by getting rid of Aaron Rodgers immediately.
Do you ride the humor train, though? Because I was thinking about this. Should Murphy come out like somewhere in the next public appearance that he makes or whatever and wear a shirt that says, oh, I'm sorry?
Yes. Well, listen, the mistake that Murphy made was wearing a suit to that media avail. If I had known that, like, wry comments and witty repartee on your wardrobe was part of the game, I think Murphy would have done that, right?
Is there a chance you can laugh your way out of this thing?
No.
In negotiations?
No.
There's no way?
No. You drink your way out of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, yes, always. But no. Like, if you're Murphy, you can't. Trying to fight fire with fire here is going to end poorly for you.
Well, we lost to the clock just now, but Jason Wilde is coming up next, so I guess that's a win, right, guys?
Wisconsin's Hometown Pizza, Palermo's, is partnering with Wisconsin's own NASCAR driver, Josh Balicki, at the upcoming NASCAR Cup Series race, Sunday, July 4th, at Road America. Balicki is going to be driving the number 52 car. It's a full takeover from Palermo's brand, Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Pizza. And if you want to win, well, you want Balicki to win. Because if he wins the race, Wisconsin residents get free Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. Learn more at palermospizza.com/freescreamin'. Palermo's, Wisconsin's Hometown Pizza.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
Whatever it is, how are they going to demonstrate that to him between June 15th and July 27th when training camp would open?
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Jason, can we talk football? All right.
Please. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
It was yesterday on Wilde and Tausch that Homer had his rant about Aaron Rodgers making light of the situation. We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee poll on Twitter. Are you on Homer's side? Do you agree? Homer was angry about Aaron Rodgers making light of the situation. Homer was angry. Do you agree or disagree? Go ahead and weigh in on that. Jason Wilde joining the show now. Jason, great to have you on the show. We lost, I think, to the clock last segment. How are you guys doing versus the clock?
We're doing okay. Not great, but okay.
So we're keeping score every segment. And the score is currently, 3 days through, 13-11 us. So we're holding on to a slim margin.
We're here. The NFC East of keeping the clock.
We're also like the Bucks because we started out real strong, and all of a sudden the clock has made a comeback.
Oh, not today, Jen. Come on. Good vibes only.
Well, that's the thing. So we had to appeal the very first one because on our computer in the studio, Jason, it said 13 was the out. So we're racing. We missed the 13 window, but actually 14 was the out. So when we appealed, we won that one. We won versus the clock in the first segment.
Instant replay review.
And in a shocking development, we actually got it right.
You're welcome.
Have we started yet?
No, we haven't. We have to spin the wheel first. So we're doing a new thing with Jason Wilde. 12-4 or 4-12. So the very first thing we do is we spin the wheel to determine if we're going 4-12 or 12-4. Ashton?
Spinning. Oh, boy. Oh. 12 questions, 4 minutes.
Oh, holy moly.
This is the rapidest of rapid fire, Jason.
I've been nervous about this ever since we put this into practice, but this is the first time we're doing the 12-4. 12 questions in 4 minutes. We really have to be on our A game, and that is not a strength of ours.
Three.
Back on the clock.
Whoa.
I was going to count.
Whoa, let me get down into my blocks, okay? Let me stretch out the legs, shake them out, do a few jumps.
Jason, did you like what Homer said?
The clock has started.
Did you agree with what Homer said?
That's two questions.
I didn't think Aaron Rodgers helped himself with what he said, because if you don't watch the video and you just read the quotes and not know that he's being snarky and sarcastic, I think you take that in one way, and if you watch the video, you take it in another way. So as much as it pained me to say it, I agreed with Homer.
Jason, what's your favorite T-shirt?
Wait, no. Are we starting now?
Well, I think we already started.
God. Okay, go.
I already went. Gabe, you're up.
Yeah, I said, what's your favorite T-shirt?
I have a shirt with a periodic table of elements on it, and it says, I wear this shirt periodically.
Ooh, that's a good one. Jason, adults and bubblegum, in or out?
Definitely in.
Jason, how did Jordan Love look in this last OTA?
Terrible on Tuesday. It was a mini camp, not an OTA. Oh, you mean, you're talking about the other day. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was half speed. He looks okay.
Who's better with long hair, you or Aaron Rodgers?
Neither.
Jason, it is National Eat Your Veggies Day. What is the best veggie?
Brussels sprouts.
No.
Do you know what the follow-up question? Do you know what the VeggieTales are?
They are a Christian cartoon that teach us to be nice to our neighbor.
I want to jump in here. Is that true?
100%.
Wow.
Wait, was that a question?
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes, it was.
Wow, good job, Ashton.
Jason, can you see this affecting LaFleur or weighing heavy on his mind?
I think he has chosen a new approach now where he's not really talking about it very much. But yes, I do believe this is weighing on him in a big way.
Okay, that was the halftime sounder. Go ahead, Gabe.
Bucks and six?
What?
Yes.
Bucks and six. Bucks and six. Yes or no?
It's not.
No.
Thank you. Is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
Yes.
Jason, should the Packers ride this humor thing I just threw out earlier that I don't know what it's going to take? And I'm just wondering if the humor train would work.
Today, Junior?
Should Murphy at his next appearance wear a shirt that says,
why is your question longer than Jason's response?
I'm sorry. You know? I don't know what other way they're going to pull out of this thing.
I think they just ignore it. But I do like the I'm sorry t-shirt idea.
Oh, there you go.
Jason, are you offended?
I am easily offended on social media.
Jason.
Not in real life.
How are we doing on questions? How many have we gotten?
They basically sucked.
Was that a
word?
That
was a question.
Is gotten a word? Gotten?
But it's not a question for Jason. Jason doesn't know the answer.
I'm asking if gotten is a word.
Doesn't matter.
Who are you asking? Jason?
Yes.
Jason?
Jason's the journalist.
Is a word, yes.
It is?
Jason, do you use your turn signal when you turn into your driveway?
No.
No.
That's the wrong answer.
Now, here's the only question I liked on this list.
They have to do almost a U-turn to get into my driveway. What?
Here's the only question. They gave me a list of 12 questions. This is the only one I like. Have you ever used the handicap stall in a public bathroom?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I like that.
I love the toilet.
The extra leg room, right?
It's like a gargoyle. You're perched up there. You know what I mean?
Wait, how do you poop?
You don't have... Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time.
How do you poop?
I don't think that question was to be to Jason, just to be clear. I think it was to gargoyle shuttlecock over here.
See, you're perching on the toilet?
Jason, I have
your
a follow-up.
Your feet aren't on the ground?
Jason, we asked you 17 questions.
Yes!
How many of them were good?
4 or 5.
My.
17 questions in 4 minutes. Okay, 4 or 5 were good. All right, we can only go
Man,
up from here.
I cannot believe we got 17 questions in, seeing as how Chewy asked like a question that took 45 seconds.
45 minutes.
Because I knew. I was counting.
That you weren't. Don't lie.
Jason, where do they go from here? I mean, in this game of ping pong, obviously it's the Packers' turn to return. Rodgers' volley. Yeah. I'm exasperated.
I've kind of come around to the theory that none of this really matters. You know, it doesn't matter what Samuel Acho says. It doesn't matter what anonymous former GMs say. It doesn't matter if Mark Murphy says something goofy. It doesn't matter that Aaron Rodgers made light of the situation in a interview that was clearly to promote the match. And you could tell based on the entirety of the interview, which I think most people didn't watch, it was all like this kind of cheesy, you know, bad trash talk. Like, I felt bad for Brian Anderson because he obviously works for TNT in addition to calling Brewers games, and he was in the position of moderating this not really an interview. And so if you took it in the light that it was intended, you know, yes, I agree with Homer, but I don't know if it really makes much of a difference. The bottom line is that Aaron Rodgers is going to have to decide if he's really willing to sit out training camp or sit out the season. And I don't want to bet against him, but I can tell you that I said to him myself, since everyone that is speaking out is talking about how often they talk to him. I don't talk to him very often, but I did say, I don't know if you can have training camp start and all the guys that you love go to work and you stay home from the start of a football quote-unquote season for the first time since you were in seventh grade before you joined the Chico Jaguars. And I don't think he knows either if he can do it. I don't even know if he thinks, I don't know if he even knows if he wants to do it. So until July 27th, I don't know how much, despite the fact that we'll talk about whatever happens, I don't know how much anything will really matter.
Jason, what was the one, there was one line in there that was like so cryptic and I can't figure it out, where he said, I have no obligations, this, that, it's great doing everything, and I'm still an NFL football player.
NFL player, yeah, exactly.
What is he doing? What is that?
Because NFL players have obligations. Like, if even voluntary workouts are still an obligation for a number of guys that, you know, want to actually survive in the league. If he had asked my advice, which he did not, I would have said, I would just steer clear of those types of jokes. But he chose to go down that road, and I don't think it was a major error, but I do agree with Homer. I think it was an error.
Jason, we have a crisis manager coming up at 8:15 who's going to tell us how he thinks the Packers should handle it, how he would advise the Packers to handle it. So I think that Jason should be calling you for advice on how... Jason.
Aaron
should be calling Jason with advice on how to handle it, and the Packers should be calling our guy, Evan Nierman, who is joining the show at 8:15. Good stuff, Jason. We appreciate you.
I don't know if you won the clock here.
No, we certainly did not. When Chewy asked the last question, I looked over him and go, what are you doing?
I'm the Sharton Farter.
Yeah, you're such a dick.
You're welcome.
You can't say that. I know.
Bye, Jason.
But what if someone's name is Dick?
So, again, you can have fun with it. For example, when I was doing the show with Homer, we were in the search for the youngest Dick. The youngest person that went by the name, that has the name Richard, but actually went by Dick. If you have fun with it like that, yes. And put context behind it, yes. If Jen just calls you a Richard, no.
Yeah, but you purposefully made us lose against
Please
the clock,
don't say
so
it
you know what you are.
I had to reset the bar. Thank you.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
No payments for a year. That's right. No payments for an entire year with my friends over at Windows Select, a Milwaukee-based company offering replacement window siding and doors. They back up all their products with a double lifetime warranty, so they really believe in their products, understandably so. Products are high quality, energy efficient. But on top of that double lifetime warranty, you make no payments for a year. And right now, they have a special buy one, get one free window deal with no payments for a year. Think about that. No payments for a year. With every window you buy, you get one window for free as well. Call them today. Set up a free estimate for new windows, siding, doors, 262-703-3500. Or go to windowselect.com. Tell them you heard it from me, Gabe Neitzel, right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
On Water Street, it says no shoes, no service, and I believe he took his shoes off on Water Street at some point.
An advice of counsel, I am going to plead the fifth.
That is the first time ever you have taken counsel's advice, by the way. Okay, I've been trying to get you to take counsel's advice for months.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jason will be joining the program. We're going to work out the kinks in our 12-4, 4-12, but I thought that went well. I was pleasantly surprised that we got through 17 questions.
I have no idea how we got through that many questions.
Well, one time he said, like, is that the truth or something? Like,
Yeah, that's true.
Well, basically doubled up on a couple of
them.
It wasn't even a question for Jason. He was like asking me if that was the truth.
About VeggieTales. Yeah. I had no idea it was religious based.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Were you listening?
No.
Put it on the poll.
Was Chewy listening?
Thank you. Put it on the poll. Was Chewy listening? 800-990-3776 if you want to weigh in on anything that Jen, Gabe, and Chewy chat about this morning. We want to hear from Aaron Rodgers again because there is this perception that maybe hearing it isn't necessarily the way that you should consume it. Maybe you should be watching the video. I know Jason has said that. Gabe, you feel that way as well, that if you watch the video, you can kind of see the wry, sarcastic smile. But let's hear the sound again from Aaron Rodgers when he was asked about his offseason.
It's been, thank you, BA. It's been one of those quiet off seasons you just dream about where you can just kind of go through your process on your own quietly. And, you know, that's all you can ask for as an older player in the league and someone who's been around for a long time and just enjoys that time to yourself, to just relax, to not be bothered, to not have any obligations or anything going on. And, you know, I think that's what this off season's been about. It's been about really enjoying my time and spending it where I want to spend it and not feeling like I have to go anywhere, not having any responsibilities, but still being an NFL player at the same time. It's been great.
Like, how do you say it's just off the cuff, right? He just threw in and I'm still an NFL football player. Because the way I read it is, I just think it's cryptic from the point of like, look, I'm an NFL football player. I don't have to do any of this stuff. I don't have to play this football season. And I'm still an NFL football player. Meaning like, hey, I'll sit out as long as you want me to sit out until you trade me. And you know what? I'm still an NFL football player.
So what gets lost in translation here, I think if you just read those comments, even just hearing those comments, I think you have to see these comments. Because it's just, it's dry, it's sarcastic, and you don't get that feel. Like, if we just play that audio the way we did, you're thinking, you're going to end up overthinking it. I think there's absolutely nothing to take out of the media availability for the match.
Oh, it's a nothing burger.
It's a big old nothing burger.
Just Mark Murphy's thing was a nothing burger.
But when is, and we might be there, we might not know, but the fans, I think, are afforded to know when we reach the point of no return. When is the point of no return? When are the Packers come out and this thing really turns nasty and said, you're not going anywhere. Are we there?
That's a huge mistake. Again, if they just want to make him sit, that's a huge mistake. Because
they're going to make him sit, Gabe.
Then just torpedo Jordan Love's chances. Like, do you want Jordan Love, who you admit was probably not going to be ready for year two, and now you're going to have the cloud of Aaron Rodgers hanging over the entire time he's trying to succeed?
Well, wait, what are you saying, the cloud of Aaron Rodgers? What does that mean?
Well, because if you go...
Him hanging out there. Well, like,
if you start 1-3...
Hanging around.
Great movie. Maybe I'll watch that
so
tomorrow
Aaron
morning.
So Aaron Rodgers is just hanging around. Continue.
If he's hanging out there and the Packers start 1-3... You're telling me people aren't going, oh, you know what? What if Aaron Rodgers comes back? You can still save the season. And then if Rodgers does come back and you sit Jordan Love, that can't be good for that young man's confidence.
Do they care?
Yes, I think they should. Care mightily.
If they don't, it's negligence.
Jason Wilde said just a few moments ago, Aaron Rodgers has to decide if he's really willing to sit out training camp. Where do you think he stands on that? Aaron Rodgers has to decide if he really wants to sit out training camp. Do you think Aaron Rodgers really wants to sit out training camp? Because I would argue, and again, I didn't like the things that he said. I thought that it came across as pompous. I thought it came across as not taking the situation seriously, very similar to what Homer said when he was on Wilde and Tausch yesterday. I think he's willing to sit out training camp. I think he is as stubborn gets, and I don't think he wants to play for Brian Gutekunst or Mark Murphy ever again. So I think he's willing to do it, but I wonder what the fans think. Can we put that on the poll, Ashton? Jason Wilde says Aaron Rodgers has to decide if he's really willing to sit out training camp. Will he?
Yeah,
yes
but
or no?
There's also a point of no return, Jen, with teams that are willing to trade for him. You know, number one, there's only a handful out there that would trade for him right now because they have a shot at winning. Those teams, once they get the camp, are going to be like, you know what? We will call you in February. Right now, we're going forward with this team. We can't do what you're doing to Jordan Love with our quarterback. We have to give Drew Lock a chance. The players right now are in his corner, and we're going to move forward.
So you're talking about a point of no return for other teams, where other teams will have flipped the script, turned the page, and said, we're installing our offense, we're working together, timing and scheme and whatnot, and we can't bring in even someone as talented as Aaron Rodgers. That's the point of no return.
There's a point of no return there, and there's a point of no return with Aaron Rodgers, where he's like, I'm not showing up week four. Where I haven't had any practice,
I think
where I haven't
some people
thrown.
Would argue he's already there. And that's what we're asking the fan base.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're asking the fan base.
Are we there?
It's really hard for him to show up on July 28th. If he doesn't show up July 27th,
I would give him 2 weeks.
Coming.
I would give him 2 weeks.
But
I would give him 2 weeks.
The other thing that you're not factoring into is there's that door can always swing open to trade him if somebody gets hurt.
That is a very good point. If somebody gets hurt, a starting quarterback gets hurt, and you're in a desperate situation... Then you, again, I always think about what is the price? What's the price for a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah,
we're talking about
first-round
picks. We're talking about current talent. Like, it's hefty, right?
Mm-hmm. He is so conscious of how he plays on the field. And look, I sat out a whole training camp because of my neck. And then I played the first game. And I'm not there. I wasn't there. Just you're not there as a player. The last thing Aaron Rodgers wants to do is get on the field when he's not ready to play. Would you agree?
Yeah, but I think it takes him less time to get ready than most.
But is he willing to do that?
For you, there's a physicality standpoint that you're not ready for that he never has to go through. I mean, he's not playing a bunch of snaps in preseason games. In fact, if he plays 20 in any given preseason, that seems like enough. And he might not get hit in those 20 snaps, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's not the physicality at the quarterback position that there is at a tight end, or offensive line, or some of these other positions.
But to throw an out route, Gabe, you don't throw 6 out routes and go, oh, I'm ready. I'm good. Good. You got to throw 305 out routes to be like, I got the timing down perfect.
Even if you've been in the league as long as he has.
But I'm sure he's still throwing. I'm sure he's still, like, I have no doubt that he's going to get ready faster than, and if somebody gets hurt, like, you would rather have Aaron Rodgers not knowing the offense and quick install than a lot of the backup quarterbacks. In fact, 100% of backup quarterbacks out there.
Jason Wilde says that Aaron Rodgers has to decide if he's really willing to sit out training camp. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will sit out training camp? We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll. We want to hear from you. That number, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. We will take your reaction to that question right after this. But first, guys, you should consider Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha for all of your construction needs. They are the experts in remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home because the PCI team is here for you. You know Mike and Michelle. We've talked about them a lot on this very program. They operate a family-owned company, and they believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. It's a huge reason why whenever we have an issue at our house, we ask the PCI team to come out, and they take care of it for us. You can learn more about what PCI is doing at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com is a proud supporter of the Children's Heart Foundation. Whatever your remodeling projects, home additions, or new home needs are, PCI can handle it. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're looking at 7-9. You're looking at 6-10. I mean, that's what Aaron went through, right?
Yeah, there's always a transitional period.
Yeah. So let's get a little crazy, but let's not get nuts. That should be a song.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's one of those phrases you don't really want to hear. Win or go home. Although maybe the pressure that's on the Bucks because the season hinges on tonight's game against the Nets in Milwaukee. Maybe the pressure will help. You know, maybe the home crowd will help. Maybe they watched that film and went, wow, we really let the wheels fall off. Because, listen, I really, really, really want the Bucks to win. And then I want them to win again, and I want them to move on, and I want them to face a stinker of a team like the Sixers, which
they're not going to face the Sixers. They would face the Hawks. Because the Sixers ain't winning that series.
You don't think?
But
even with Doc?
One can hope.
Well, I mean, Even if they face the Hawks, like the Hawks, whatever. Like, I'm not scared of the Hawks.
Which I think is what's so frustrating about the Bucks bungling, you know, like I said, fumbling the bag last game, because
that means they didn't secure the win, Chu.
Correct. Remember, the bag is the thing. Mm. The bag is the win. Because the path to the Larry O'Brien looks really, really friendly, doesn't it?
So you have Chris Paul right now, who is in COVID protocol. Don't know if he'll be able. I mean, he'd be available for the NBA Finals, which is when the Bucks or whoever out of the East would face them. But that throws kind of a wrench into the Suns' plans. The Clippers are fearing that there's an ACL injury for Kawhi Leonard, who did not play last night. You've got the Sixers blowing 20-point leads on a nightly basis. And what else am I missing? Oh, the Hawks aren't really that scary.
Well, and remember the injuries to the Nets.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're in that situation. I'm talking about past that situation.
I'm just trying to add as many dings to this conversation as possible.
The Jazz are missing Mike Conley. Hasn't played a single second in this series if they happen to come back and win in six against the Jazz, who are also playing with an injured Donovan Mitchell.
So what you're saying...
Wait, whoa, whoa. Donovan Mitchell or someone like Donovan Mitchell?
My apologies, Gabriel. Someone like Donovan Mitchell.
So what you're saying is what I said about 2 weeks ago. Whoever wins this series is winning it all. Right?
Well, first of all, when you said it 2 weeks ago, the path was not nearly as friendly.
Doesn't matter.
As
can't
it is
take
now.
It back. I still win.
Okay. Are you guys Chewy worried? Was right.
You're worried
Holy
about tonight?
Chewy was
Are you
right.
worried about tonight? I am not worried at all.
Yes, I'm worried because it's win or go home. What do you mean you're not worried?
You also think that the Nets are going to be running out DeAndre Jordan tonight.
He also thinks that James Harden isn't going to play because this is the... Oh, they
do
can
you
lose this one.
Think James Harden... Idiot. Plays 46 minutes.
Wait,
but
that's not what you said, though. You said he wasn't going to play.
Period.
At all.
Period. With a T.
Are we revising? It sounds like a little bit of revision.
No, I'm not allowing him to revise. No.
He wants to soften.
Give me a second.
He's
I'm going to pull the audio.
In his chair looking for a way out. We ain't letting him out.
Well, we got to go break.
No,
No, yes, I'm worried about tonight's game. I'm worried about tonight's game.
6 minutes early, is that a super win?
No,
all right,
not
let me ask you this. Do they have to announce that he's not playing, or can he just not play?
Well, since he played last game, they don't have to announce it, right?
No. Like, but, I mean, there's an injury report.
But isn't there a rule in place that they said that they, and it probably doesn't carry over to the playoffs, that for a nationally televised game, players have to play unless they're seriously injured. Am I right?
Well, yeah, but he is serious. First of all, he's seriously injured, so if he didn't play, you know, but, like, it's the playoffs, and no one's actually going to rest anyone in the playoffs.
Hold on, Gabe. This isn't like football where they have to announce inactives.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And those aren't out yet, right?
Well, we know Kyrie is out.
Correct. He did not travel to Milwaukee.
When do inactives have to be out?
They are
for the
out
game?
Four times between 24 hours with tip. As of last night, the most recent one, James Harden was not even on the injury report, meaning he was still okay. He could end up on the injury report. This is the whole brouhaha and mess that happened the other day. He was on the injury report as out and then obviously played, but he was not even on the injury report last night.
Well, he was upgraded to doubtful at some point during the game.
And then
right?
questionable.
And then playing,
if you are the Nets, you want to hold on to this as long as possible.
He's playing.
It doesn't
Why?
Matter.
I'm
playing this.
Let me
this
tell
is,
you this.
This
let
was
me
yesterday.
Let me just tell you this.
I'm going to tell me whatever you want.
If he doesn't play tonight, not only
not
should you shut
tomorrow.
Off the text line, I will call your asses, okay?
Please. Yes. FaceTime us.
I sure, really won't. I'm just being
Thank
strong
you.
On the radio.
I appreciate that. I was like, get out of here. You never called
me the
any
eyes
of us.
Like, yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, Chew. If James Harden doesn't play tonight, they just sit him. Like, I'm not going to show up tomorrow because I'm not going to want to deal with you gloating for 2 hours.
That's the best thing about this show.
What, the gloating?
Yes. Yeah.
You should. I wish you would power rank the things you like about the show. Okay, at some point, can you just give us a rundown of the things you like about our show?
Well, we used to get free food. What the hell happened to that? Where's the Palermo pizza, Gabe?
Well, I mean, we got
Lance Romance called me, said, "What kind of sub do you want?" I'm sure Homer destroyed that yesterday.
No,
that's gone.
If you want your sub, it's in the fridge with your name on it.
Is it really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Where's the fridge?
Unless somebody ate it. I'm not going to say people around here. Yeah.
Where's the fridge?
Oh, God.
You've worked here a lot longer than I have. I know where the fridge is. The refrigerator.
The refrigerator.
I get confused with employees only. Like, well, I can't go in there.
Anyway, yes, I'm nervous about tonight's game. Gabe, are you nervous about tonight's game?
Yes, because it's win or go home.
Thank you.
Do I think the Bucks are going to win tonight? Yes, but because it's a playoff game, and because look at it this way, Chu. Think about when the Packers were 15-1 and they went to the playoffs and they lost to the Giants. Like, I was confident that they were going to beat the Giants, but it's literally win or go home, like, there's a sense of nervousness that goes into that
game.
Can
I be honest? It's a sense of dread for me. Not that I dread the game, but I dread that if they lose, it's over. The season, everything we built to when we were joking back months ago about the Tinker Bucks, and then we said the deadline was April, and we said then we can start caring, and then we started caring. But I actually was caring before, but I didn't tell you guys because that would go against the trust tree and the nest and all that stuff. Like, that entire path is done. And that's crazy to me that if they can't figure it out tonight, the season is over. And I know that's how sports work. You don't have to send mean notes to me on the talking text line. Yeah, Jen, that's how the playoff series works. It just feels like they...
What's the line?
They just... I just really want them to do a good job.
Everyone stop. Everyone take a deep breath. I've been telling another one of my friends that's freaking out about the Bucks. I'm just like, just good vibes.
Bucks by 5.5.
Yeah, because they're going to win by 10. Gabe, they're going to blow them out. The Nets, you're going to get another Jeff Green game. Are you kidding me? He's going to shoot 7 of 8 and be open 6 times again? Great. Leave him open 10 times. I dare you to hit 7 more threes, Jeff Green.
White dude
please.
Can't play any worse than he's been playing.
Exactly.
How many times do we have to tell you the white guy's name?
Every time.
I told you to write it on your hand.
Joe Harris. Chewy's the white guy. Joe Harris.
Do I not... remember the name Joe Harris.
Hold on just a damn second.
Yes, please, because the insight he just provided to his dating life is invaluable.
You wouldn't remember the girl's name, so you had to put it on your hand?
Oh,
well, that's
Susie.
What they did with phone numbers, right?
It's Sharon. Yeah, sorry, the pen got smudged.
Started with an S. Sharon, what are you?
Swimmy.
Chain-smoking stenographer from Staten Island?
I always think Sharon Stone when I hear the name Sharon.
Okay. Are you expecting an answer from me? Because you sure as hell ain't get one.
Well, did you ever see Basic Instinct?
No, because I'm pretty sure that frightens the hell out of every male.
That's
on the
Fatal
planet.
Attraction.
Oh.
Man, you two with movies, man. Between Jen the other week when we were filling in for Scalzo and Bruss, not being able to keep Super Troopers and Super Bad straight, you in any movie, really, because you don't watch any of them all the way through.
That's true.
All right, so you guys are telling me I should be confident about the Bucks tonight. Are you guys confident about the Bucks tonight? 800-990-3776. How confident are you about the Bucks winning in six? Winning six. Bucks win six.
Oh, God.
Bucks win six.
No,
I think
stop.
Yes.
No, stop. You can't.
Bucks win six.
No.
It's not. It's a lifestyle,
win
Jen.
Bucks win six.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
Bucks
you can't do
that.
Bucks
win six. Bucks win six. You get it, right, Chu? Because it's game six.
Yes, I
got it. And
I
they have
that.
To win.
Yes.
Man, Jen wants someone to chant with her, and now she's turning to Chu to chant with her.
If you
this
think
is how desperate
I need
she is.
Someone to chant with me.
No, you don't need someone,
Bucks
but you would
win
like
six.
Someone.
Bucks
no,
win
that's
six.
Just, it's Bucks.
Bucks win six. Just add the W. You want the W. You need the W. Just add the W.
It's Bucks win six, Jen.
Bucks win six.
It's a lifestyle. It's not a saying. It's not a slogan. And that's the thing that the national media doesn't understand when they heard people chanting Bucks in six the other day. It wasn't them saying, obviously it fits, but Bucks in six is a lifestyle. It's a commitment. It's not just Bucks win six. Come on, get out of here with that. Discount Liquor, two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on the corner of Barstow and Main. They have literally thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine. So if you are having a little bit of party to watch some hoops tonight, you want to make sure you hit up Discount Liquor because they've got everything. Literally everything from the hard-to-find item to great wines. Really, a lot of different kind of bourbons and hard liquors that you're looking for. Discount Liquor, unmatched selection, expert staff, everyday low prices. Two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee. Downtown Waukesha, Barstow and Main, Discount Liquor.
Get your dialing fingers ready. 800-990-3776. Top 8 at 8. Actually, at 8 o'clock, right after this.